Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have returning guest, John Koppel.
What's up, guys?
John Koppel.
Hi, John.
Hey. Excited to be here.
We're excited to have you back, as always.
As always.
Oh, that's
and we're
so going to
start with a cool or not cool.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Now,
in a while.
It is so on.
This is CG's. He's probably not going to remember because he said this like a bit over a month ago.
Good.
Okay, that's cool.
I'll take it.
But is it cool or not cool to not sleep? This was from the X-Men movie. One of the superheroes didn't sleep. And you were like, is it cool or not cool to sleep? Write it down for Koppel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, that is good.
Like
I remember.
A vampire.
The little boy. It was the little boy. Wolverine woke up in the middle of the night, and there was a little boy changing channels with it. He was blinking his eyes, changing the channels. I was like, worst power ever. and then Wolverine said something, and the kid was like, that's okay. I don't sleep. Like, he doesn't sleep at all.
Interesting.
Cool or not cool?
I mean, it's kind of cool, I guess. I remember when I was a kid and I saw Roadhouse, and everything about that movie is so goddamn cool. And Sam Elliott's character said, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead. And I was like, oh, goddamn, that's cool. Because that character was just the man. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of...
That's that old weathered cowboy looking guy?
Yeah.
With the crazy voice?
Hell yeah.
I think he's a voiceover guy, and then but he also does acting too. Because that voice is killer, man.
The voice is killer, and he's the man. And if he says, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead, I'm like, all right, bro. I'll hold off on the sleep then. I do think that it's a modern bitch-ass thing for men to whine about their sleep. I was out with a buddy of mine last night who needed to call it a night early. It's like I got my kid's softball in the morning, and I wanted to be like, bitch, I got my kid's softball in the morning too. Like, this is life. We're adults. I go out drinking professionally, like not for my job, but it practically is my job. Like, I take people out, and then I wake up at 5:30 in the morning because I'm a goddamn man.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I like it.
I came in hot there.
We're talking, though. I get that. I'm feeling you completely on what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking, you don't sleep.
To not sleep?
There is not sleep.
Like, you're a being.
Like, he doesn't need it. That kid fucking stays up all night, blinking his eyes, changing the channels. Worst superpower ever, but he doesn't need to fucking sleep, dog. Like,
that's like the second worst superpower ever. I mean, like, all right. Oh, yeah. I mean, so if somebody doesn't have superpowers, to try not to sleep is just stupid. You need to sleep. That's like saying, like, cool or not cool, not drinking water. Like, you need water. I don't know.
Listen, if I didn't have to drink water, that'd be on point, dude. I'd be going out in deserts. I'd be running marathons. Bro, I didn't need no water. It's a shitty superpower, but it's a superpower.
Honestly, if you didn't need water and I tried to tell other friends that had never met you, like, my buddy Siege is the best. He doesn't drink water. He doesn't need it. They'd be like, okay, cool story. Like, what else you got?
All right. I don't think you're getting the far reaching of this.
It's cool. If you're like a vampire, like Edward Cullen, and you don't need sleep, it could be cool, or it could be very lonely. Like, sometimes I've just had enough hours of the day and I want to shut it down. Although sometimes then I have nightmares and it's like, oh, that was a fun sleep. But
I think it might be awesome. You get so much work done. You could take college courses in the middle of the night. You know, you'd come up so much faster than anybody else. You could work out around the clock. You could do a lot of things that people can't do. But I think you'd be begging for a bullet in the brain after like a few months.
Yeah, it seems like it would be hard. It does seem so. Did you guys watch that Apple Plus show starring Adam Scott? What's it called?
We don't have Apple Plus.
Oh, damn. That show was really good, and it was almost what you guys are talking about. But yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I think,
in Fight Club, he didn't sleep.
That's the other one.
He just turned into somebody else and did Fight Clubs.
I think but the message is it drives you crazy if you don't sleep. Like, I think it's good for you emotionally, like, really even if you physically don't need it. Like, psychologically, I think we need to shut down or we lose our minds.
But I feel like the message is both, it drives you mad, but it's actually really freeing because they blew up all the credit buildings that had all the credit scores, so everyone started over at zero, and they just freed everyone. Mm-hmm. Except people with good credit scores.
I know.
The responsible people...
I watched that movie a few years ago as an established adult, and I was like, hey!
lived your life right for a while? You're like, yo, fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've been putting in a lot of hard work over the decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I get it, it's different.
Mm-hmm. It does hit different. So, it's cool. If you guys like it, it's fine.
Fight Club or Sleep or No Sleep?
Fight Club's definitely cool. I'm just saying to not sleep. Yeah, if I could pull it off. If I was more of a man. I was trying to skew it to, like, I am cool because I don't whine about sleep as much as some other guys. But, like, if I required no sleep, then you're not very relatable anymore.
Mm.
Then you're kind of outside the realm of, you know, as you said, like, you're barely even a human being anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
You're your own... Super.
Yeah, you're like a vampire or whatever, which could be fun, could be really lonely.
A lot of the time, I want to stay up till like 2 o'clock in the morning watching movies, but I don't because I need sleep, and it'll ruin the day, my next day. So if I could just stay up all night and watch movies every night, no, I don't know. It sounds like a bad life. I'm gonna go with it's a bad life if you don't sleep.
Also, if you have a partner that kind of, like, sleep shames you because they go to bed at 9 and then you're hanging out and by the time it's 10:30, 11, you're like, God damn, what's wrong with me? Time for bed. This is getting ridiculous.
That's you get us. Sleep shamed?
She doesn't say anything to me because she looks at you in a
way.
Fuck out.
She just looks at you in a way that says she doesn't respect you.
That's just her look. No, but like my wife, she likes to go to bed, and then I'm like, yeah, you're right, I should probably go to bed. Also, it's like I should probably crawl into bed to have any chance of like getting some tonight.
Right. Yeah. Like if she's dead asleep by the time you have no chance on like any night.
It took probably 10 years of marriage for me crawling into bed, pretending to like want to go to sleep, and then getting turned down and be like, oh, damn, now I'm in bed. To finally, like, if I crawl into bed and I'm not getting some, like, oh, fuck this, and I'll just get out of bed. Like, I don't know what I was trying to salvage before. Like, she's going to think I'm such a loser. Like, I try to make a move, and if it's not happening that night, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, good night.
That's pretty boss, dude. That's pretty boss.
Is it?
Yeah, because I wouldn't, if I tried, if I climbed in the bed and it didn't happen, I wouldn't have the balls to get back up.
Well, you know, you'll get there.
And I've only been, it's only been, what, 1 year?
Yes.
Of what marriage?
Of what marriage, yes. Of our marriage.
Yes.
It's only been 1 year, so I don't know. But right now, yeah, if I go try and it's not happening, I'm just going to stay awake for a while in bed and...
Yeah. I'll leave, and you know what I also do? I bring my book with me. I'm not reading that book. I'm like, I'm going to go read. Like, I'm not reading. I'm going to watch a movie or some shit.
Did we think, when you were kids, did we think that, like, when you get married, you just be fucking every night? And, like, every day, too? Like,
I think I know the answer to this. You did because you were raised... In this, like, very Christian tradition, and I think in the Bible, I know this not from you, but from another, like, a super Christian person that I used to work with. Like,
right.
You know, the wife is supposed to abide, and he, like, gave me that look, like, that means, like, if you want to fuck, she's supposed to fuck.
So, oh, my God.
Meanwhile, he's divorced now, so it didn't work. But, yeah, I'm not calling him, you know.
Christian...
a predator or anything, but I think that if that is how you're raised, like, no, wife's supposed to give it up when you say it's time, and that's why they have 12 children and shit like that. Jeez.
That's, like, one of the biggest rules, I feel like, that at a Christian wedding that the preacher talks about. He's like, and you, ma'am, and like talks about what she's supposed to do, and I'm always like, this is so degrading. You know, I was raised Christian, but I had a Jewish wedding, and they don't say that.
They don't say that.
They let the woman be running wild.
But you know, the
I wanted to prove your point.
The Orthodox Jews, they shit out a bunch of kids too. Like, I think they've got the same rules.
Well, I think there's a bunch of kids.
There's in a holy way they do.
Yeah, in a clean, beautiful way.
Shits out a lot of kids. A
couple little shits.
So the rabbi at Kate and Siege's wedding couldn't believe how tall and jacked and handsome Siege was. He remarked like 8 times during the vows, like, "And this guy, good Lord, this guy's a hunk." Like, he couldn't believe it. I was like, "All right, we got it. We got it. We see him."
What? And I'm on his team now.
For
I'm
a
on
Jew, team he's now. Not typical.
No, you're
not that you're he's
atypical.
Officially a Jew, but
no, you're
more. I'm the closest. I'm the closest to official Jew, who hasn't gone through all the stuff yet.
Yeah, you're just about there. Like, yeah.
If I could get rid of this foreskin, that would be the shit.
Oh, stop.
If I could finally get rid of shake this foreskin.
Okay, we got to move on to the next topic. I have so many.
Foreskin.
This is another...
Sorry.
This is another
foreskin.
CG one.
What is it good for?
This is another CG one. Appropriate use of the word asshat.
Mmm.
CG, I'll let you take this.
I don't love how you wrote that, but...
That's exactly what you said.
Can you use it in a way that's cool? Because, I mean, I think it's a good word, but I think it's very hard to use. Well,
I feel like this would be part of your interview process for new friends. Use asshat in a sentence in a cool way. Go. You put me on the spot?
No, I mean, because there's a million bad ways to use it where you're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Is there
so
a good
question...
way? Is there a cool way to use asshat?
So you're calling someone an asshat as a compliment? Is that the question?
No.
Okay, because I don't think that's possible.
Asshat is an insult.
Of course.
But if you say asshat often, you're probably a loser because it's not really a great word. But I think maybe it can be.
Perhaps.
I don't know. This was tearing me apart inside one night when I was laying in bed.
Did you hear somebody call someone else an asshat?
I was like, Kate, I don't know, man. It was like ringing through my head for some reason. Maybe I did. Like, I picked it up from far away, and it didn't even register. And then that night, I was running through it in my mind.
Yeah. No, I think asshat is what you call someone if they're being a douche in a very unconventional way. Like, this asshat over here thinks that he can just drive my car because he asked. Or just, like, something, like, really out of pocket that you weren't expecting. You gotta feed them with an unexpected insult.
This fucking asshat showed up in bell bottoms.
Thank you.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, there are some good ones.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure. I just wanted to ask an official...
Bell bottoms can be cool. Let's just make that statement.
And not if a man is wearing them.
I've seen men wear cool bell bottoms. Especially in the Manhattan, Brooklyn area. It's just a different vibe.
Well, like, where?
Oh,
like,
snobby, both of you.
Yeah.
Snobby, judgmental men.
Honestly, introduce
me. You can
rock
bell bottoms.
No, I can't. Introduce me to that motherfucker in the bell bottoms. I'll like him within 10 seconds. I have, like, I can count the times in my life I've met someone and not liked them. That's why I need to not like them from a distance.
Okay.
It's much easier.
Bell bottoms. I didn't want to get into all this, but they can look cool. But like, if somebody showed up to our crib and was wearing bell bottoms, I'd be like, "Look at this fucking ass out."
No, that's rude.
That's all
you
I'm saying.
You and bell bottoms would be too much because you're 6'6", so that would be a whole lot of bell bottoms. That would just be like so much that you'd look like a huge. You know those mariachi bands? You would look like almost like you're ready to put on a. Actually, Elvis did some.
Is a mariachi
bottoms.
Band
maybe
the little Mexicans with banjos?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'd
actually,
look like a...
Elvis had bell bottoms. No, but like the big version of it. It would almost
you'd
be
a gigantic person mariachi band, like a bunch of gigantic Swedes that formed a mariachi band.
Yes.
You see it all the time.
I don't know why
this
that's
make
the
is
image.
Not making any sense to me, but
it just would look almost like a costume on you. But then I thought, oh, Elvis, you'd probably give Elvis vibes and bell bottoms.
If somebody's rocking bell bottoms, they better have cocaine. Like, that's just part of it, right? Like,
well, that's actually why you get excited if somebody is rocking bell bottoms. Yeah. Like, yo, this dude fucking parties.
Yeah, but he's got that superpower where he can stay up all night.
Yo, fucking real.
I think if you're performing, like Chris Robinson, the Black Rose, he used to rock the bell bottoms, and that was cool as shit. But it's different to get on stage and entertain people wearing something wild than it is to actually hang out. Like, if you want to do the Steven Tyler, Chris Robinson thing and rock a scarf and some bell bottoms, I'm like, all right, let's do it. We're vibing. But if you show up at a barbecue with that, like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
I think if you're on a lot of drugs, then like an outfit like that, and you're going to a party, an outfit like that is kind of boss. You just like, I'm on enough drugs that it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the person wearing them. Because some people can just pull off really cool, unique outfits, and then some just look.
Would you have banged that dude?
What dude?
The dude with the bell bottoms who looked cool.
I don't have an image exactly, but a cool one. Sure, yeah. Yeah.
I bet he got laid that night. If you're going home without, like, at least new digits and you went out in bell bottoms, that's a failure. Like, bell bottoms is what you're wearing to, like, to score some ass, for sure.
Like, who are you pulling? You're pulling some hippie chick?
Dude, it's some chick.
What chick is going to be so down with the bell bottoms? Is there? I know they're out there, but describe them to me. Who are we looking
for? I'm
doing
a 180 on the bell bottoms. I actually think I need to get some. If I jump into bed wearing bell bottoms, wife's like, oh, excuse me. I think you get whoever you want if you're rocking bell bottoms. No, a chick that likes cocaine, for sure.
Okay, we're moving on to the next topic.
Sorry.
Name some boner killers. Also a CG topic.
Boner killers.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Did I use that term, boner killer?
Yeah.
I would say number one answer, other boners.
You didn't even give us a chance to... Because that is the number one answer. Damn it.
I'm sorry. That's what I thought of when I came up with this topic. I thought of that joke. And then I was like, I'll wait till the end. I'll wait till they said all theirs. And then I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah.
But listen,
I was going to say racism.
Oh, like, that's good.
Because my first thought was a thick Philly accent. And then it's like, because that's just gross. And then also racism.
Like, she's calling you, like, a dirty Jew in bed? Or
what no, I go harder racism? When they say that.
What form of racism would turn you off? Like,
you know why, like, that
you're
boned
up. You're horned up right now with some chick. Mm-hmm. Before you're married. You're not married in this hypothetical world. Mm-hmm. And you're horned up right now. You got full chub. Mm-hmm. And she... now begins to be racist?
Yeah, if you're horned up, you're about to get it on, and she's like, look at those Koreans. Gross.
Oh my God.
You'd be like, I'd be like, yo, pump the brakes. That is not acceptable. So
listen, if I was that close already, and I'm all chubbed up, I don't give a fuck what slur she's throwing out there. At that point, I mean, I'm like, yo, this chick's fucked up. But at the same time, like, we're almost there. I already have a full boner.
My wiener is much more woke than yours is because, no, I'm just...
That's nice, actually.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm anti-racism, okay?
He's a Neanderthal.
That's okay.
He'd be like, I already put in 85% of my effort into this. Ignore the racist comment.
Listen, I'm 43. If I got a full rager already, I want to use it. You know what I'm saying? So,
you don't want it to go to waste.
What if you saw this woman... punch a puppy in the face. Would you
I'm chubbed up already?
Oh, yeah. Would you lose that?
I and then a puppy would. Runs in and she punches up.
That's hilarious.
Listen, there's not much gonna stop me if I'm at red, code red. Boner. You know what I mean? So right. Like there's not much that's gonna stop me. So you're gonna have to say some pretty outrageous shit.
Why did she punch the puppy?
Because she was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm about to get paid. Thank you.
That's not
thank you for getting that puppy out of here.
You should not have sex with anyone who hurts babies. Puppies are racist. They should all be boner and clit killers.
What if she slaps the baby because it won't stop crying and we're trying to get it done?
You don't slap babies,
The puppy thing, though, is interesting. Because if the puppy...
She punches it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to pick something that would be so horrendous I would hope your boner would go down.
This is a scenario I really don't like to talk about. Was this my idea?
Yeah. Boner
this was
killers.
My idea.
Yeah, you came
not...
up with it. This is sick.
People who are want to talk about this? Why?
All right, I'm moving on to right. Couples.
I really thought that was going great, topic. Actually, but okay.
I forget what I sent you.
Okay. People ordering like maniacs when they know they're splitting the check.
Yeah. Listen, we're all adults. When you go out with a group of people, obviously nobody should walk away from the table hungry. And there's the communal thing in mind where it's like, yeah, we're all splitting it. Let's have fun and it's fine. But yeah, I went out to eat recently, and it's not the only time this ever happened, where people just order an absurd amount of food. And it's like, fuck it, let's just get everything. And then at the end of the meal, you're looking at all the food and like, yeah, why did we do this? And everyone has to pay 40, 50 extra bucks. And it's just because people were just frivolous. And you know in the back of your mind that they were like, well, I mean, you know, we're going to soften it because it's all amongst everybody. And just, do you guys not go out to eat with people?
How many people was this?
Six people.
Wow.
Was the recent one.
Six,
but this happens.
Six different people or three?
No, five of them were the same person. It was three pairs of people.
Three pairs.
Yeah.
That's, you know, because that's basically three people paying. You know, three pairs paying.
Right.
Not broken down six ways. It's a little different to me.
Three men. Stop it, Siege. Stop.
It was pairs of men? You went out with gay, a bunch of gay dudes?
No. No. Nothing. It was three couples.
Got it.
That went out, but
there's nothing wrong with that if you went out with a bunch of gay couples. I'm okay with it.
Of course, it's Pride Month.
You seemed like you changed it because you thought I wasn't okay with it. It seemed like you changed up.
No, when you were saying that three people paid, I'm like, yeah, the men paid.
Oh, the men paid. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, you whispered it to me because Kate's here.
Because Kate was here, and I didn't want her to hear it. I didn't want her to get her panties in a bunch. So gross. I'm sorry.
I mean,
that's the first time I've heard that phrase from someone our age. Isn't panties in a bunch like an older slang people used to use?
The generation
above us. Like,
don't
get your panties in a bunch.
But it was a good one though.
It's so insulting. I've never used it referring to a woman, and it didn't feel right. It's something you say about a guy like, man, you got your panties on a bunch over this. I'm sorry. And it's like one of those sorry but not sorry.
Right. Like you're calling him a bitch.
Yeah.
But then when you say it to a woman, it's like,
as soon as I said it,
really,
I was like, I'd love to take that back. Didn't need to say that.
I thought it worked perfectly fine, actually.
I appreciate it.
Like they don't.
I'm gonna take it for a spin. A little bit more often.
You're basically like, don't get so ruffled over here.
Yes. Right. People love that.
The polite.
You tell them to calm down.
Listen, miss, don't get so ruffled. That's what I say.
Lady, you're being hysterical. Works every time.
I never had a situation like that.
Where you go out with people and they just order like mad?
All right. No, because I'd be like, listen, I ordered the corn dog, and so, you know, you guys can split that up. I ordered the corn dog, ketchup, barbecue sauce. Mustard.
This is a good topic.
I kind of do that too. Like, because if you're in a tight place financially and you purposely order like the cheapest thing on the menu so you don't put yourself under and everyone else is ordering great things and the soups and the drinks and the apps and you purposely don't, I think you should say like, hey, sorry, but you know, I'm going to pay for what I got. I'll give a good tip.
It's a move I learned from Kate.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a solid move.
Well, when you don't have a lot of money, you
BLT,
kind of have to.
BLT is your go-to. The BLT gets you out of any kind of spending any money on anybody else's food because they're like, oh,
you're giving out my secrets.
The BLT.
All right,
or grilled cheese.
So you guys can't relate to going out to like a big adult meal.
Listen,
fine, I get it.
Take your fancy pants.
Listen, no, I think.
No, you don't take them out.
I think
like
that is kind of retarded. I'm trying to think of what that would be like. But I have to first say, we don't do that very often, and then I have to say I think you might be right.
But there's a thing where you, like, it's implied before you get out, we're on the same page. We're going to be drinking plenty. We're eating. We're here to have a good time, a good meal. And then somebody at the table will just go off and just decide to order four appetizers and an extra entree.
I think it's
like,
really,
yeah, we're all having a good time. And it's like, this isn't going to put me under, but why? Why are we doing this?
I think it's a real inconsiderate move, and it's also a power move in a certain way. Like, definitely is anyone going to say anything? Nah, I'm just going to order. We're all splitting. Or you're making the person even, like, nervous the whole time. Wait, are we splitting all of this?
Oh, you
or
know
is that
you're
that
splitting.
Person? Oh, you already know?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
That's the code.
Oh, unless you're poor. Got it.
Well, that's kind of like drinking.
It's what
with,
we do.
You know, drinking with somebody, and then that one person, you know, pulls the pin, and, like, they want to go get hookers, and they want to go, you know, like, they really just let...
You don't leave your boy to go get hookers and not get involved. Yeah. You're a friend. You're in it together. Is that not where we're
going? That's why the celebrating
maybe
is a little
different.
Maybe new
friend groups. Maybe new friend groups.
These are my...
No, all right. I think this is good. I think it's baller.
If you're hanging out with someone who all of a sudden is like, you don't know what time it is, hooker time, and expects all the boys to go.
But if someone says it like that, I definitely am giving that person
you know
a fist bump. And I'm like, good for you, have fun. I'm going to sit this one out.
I don't.
Yeah, but if somebody says, know what time it is, hooker time. Like,
that dude's fucking
not
killing
for,
it right now.
Not for me so much, but you.
I'm
going to
go hug my wife, but, you know, but you're fucking killing it.
I'm a real prude about that type of thing. Like, if I'm seeing men going out and being scummy, my first thought is, like, I want to text my wife how much I love her. Like, I'm sorry. No, because people are gross, man. People are nasty out
it's a
there.
Hard
yeah, definitely.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, next topic. This is a couple one. Pope Francis used a racial slur?
No.
You don't want to talk
homophobic
about it?
Slur.
Oh, a homophobic slur.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you talk about this.
It was in a closed-door discussion with some bishops, and I'm going to remember what the... Oh. The slur
Phalagiotis
that
you or something?
Phalagiotis.
You sent it to me. I forget what it is.
Frociagene.
Frocagene.
Okay. Frociagene. Frociagene. Because it's a bad word.
That's okay.
Yeah, but we're Americans just trying to say an Italian word. It's not
and
like
you know
we know what it
so
means.
So cool.
You're saying
said
it over.
Like, oh, it's Frocagene.
So
Frocagene.
Frocagene
you know,
everywhere.
Like
my
using
face.
His hands
so
while
he said
saying
it in a closed room situation and it got out and people are pissed, right?
I don't know. He ended up apologizing.
Okay.
But I think it's funny that the leader of the church is like, got enough of the Frocagene in the church already. Because they were talking about admitting or maybe allowing gay priests was a subject. It's like, we already
I
have.
I think they are
Frocagene
here in there.
I gotta
yeah
keep saying it.
We already have plenty of Frocagene running around.
Okay. I'm switching the topic.
In the courtyard.
CG, let me know this historical fact that obviously you will know about because you are good with history. He said that Australia started when the UK shipped their criminals there and they colonized it. Did you know this? I didn't know that's what. Did you lie?
Yeah, of course.
That's a lie?
No, that's 100% true.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it was a penal
colony.
He's
just saying that everyone knows that. He's really surprised that you just found out in 2024.
Oh, you think I'm stupid? Got
he's
it
just surprised,
okay
baby.
I just thought.
He's a history
so it is
snob
true.
He's a history snob. And so if you don't know,
okay,
like, the basic...
So you knew that Australia started with colonies of criminals?
It was a penal colony. And, yeah, they sent a lot of the Irish over there.
And that doesn't mean a whole bunch of penis, Kate, if that's what you're picturing.
What?
Penal.
But the Australians, yeah, it is a penal colony
it was a
in that way, too.
Oh,
huge penis
penal
fest at first. They weren't shipping
did
many men, women
there
over there.
No, they were sending basically prostitutes over there, too. They were like, we need to send some women over there to get it.
I guess
yeah
they did.
Sure. And
now,
just, and back then...
See, I knew Coppa would be able to
so
tell
back
some,
then,
some
a
deep shit about
of
it.
The Irish, they were kept so poor. Like, they're, what, the way that the British had their thumbs on the Irish was fucked up. You probably know about the potato famine, which is a big part of the reason that so many of the Irish immigrated to the United States.
That's why Cav's still pissed off.
A lot of them were also sent to Australia. And what would happen was that there was plenty of food for them to eat, but the British were hoarding most of the food, and millions of Irish were starving. And then some of them, in desperation, might steal a loaf of bread or do something basically fairly innocuous, and then they'd be locked up. You know, it was pretty fucked up. So then a bunch of Irish, and a lot of Irish were also trying to kind of, you know, unionize, for lack of a better word. They're trying to, you know, get some of their collective, you know, power of some kind. And they were sent to Australia, like, get these fuckers out of here. So a lot of Irish were sent there, and a lot of other, you know, British people that had been locked up. They put them on a ship and, like, stuck them in Australia.
With all the spiders and snakes. But Australians seem to love Australia. And you get a lot of hot people coming out of Australia.
Oh, for sure.
So every hot person coming out of Australia comes from criminal blood, even though they weren't, some of them weren't real criminals. They were just hungry, needing some bread, and then got fucked by the system.
Doesn't that make them even more sexy?
Mm.
Yeah, that's like, they were actually not bad people, and then they got...
No, a lot, most of them were really bad people, but I would say that...
I'm sure that plenty of them were horrible people.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there were some...
I think,
yeah.
There
I think
were some
the nice
diamonds
one,
in the rough.
The nice one,
like,
who
Chris Hemsworth
only stole for his family. I think Chris Hemsworth is there.
The Jackmans.
Yeah.
The Jackmans.
The Kidmans.
Yes.
For sure.
I feel like Nicole Kidman's people were criminals.
Yeah,
but I love her, though. But she's sweet.
So
you know, she's so sweet.
Russell Crowe's people definitely were hardcore criminals. But Russell Crowe is the shit. I mean, what a gem.
He's good.
Yeah.
Because he acts like a criminal in a lot of movies. Does he?
Sure. He plays by his own rules.
He does.
Yeah, he's bold.
Doesn't he punch a lot of people in real life?
I hope so.
I saw a South Park once. It was about, like, Russell Crowe. Yeah. That's where I get a lot of my news from. And Russell Crowe was popping people, you know, left and right. Just, he's like, what are you fucking looking at? You know, like, so I thought that meant he did.
If you could get punched in the face by any celebrity, who would you like to get punched by? Because I think Russell Crowe is high on my list. I would love to get decked by Russell Crowe.
Like, just like to have the story of, like, this dude
got hammered.
This dude sucker punched me.
I asked him, I said, hey, can we get a selfie? And it was the wrong moment. And he was like, fuck off, mate.
And he fucking jawed you?
Yeah. It was way better than a selfie.
Who would I want it to be?
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz.
Oh, that's great.
Gross. That sounds sexual, the way you picked.
I was trying to come up with someone.
Anyway, I would pick Haley Joel Osment, but from the Sixth Sense era, so it wouldn't hurt.
Because now he's got some weight behind
Now he could clock me.
Yeah, now it would definitely hurt.
If I had gone in the sexual genre of someone hot to slap me,
Haley
it would
Joel
either
Osment.
Be... No, it would be Margot Robbie or Chris Hemsworth. Or Henry Cavill.
He'd knock your fucking head off. Superman?
I meant, and like, you chose in a way of, like, hot. I can't do the R's.
I'm glad you went for it, though.
But, so I was like, well, if we were going to go in the hot direction, I was going the who wouldn't leave too much of a mark.
Superman would wire your jaw shut, baby. Like,
yeah.
I don't know
good,
how you're picking
it.
These people.
Just end it.
You'd That's a good
those,
way to go out.
You
yeah.
have one of those helmets on with the pins in and everything. Like you,
and then
if
you'd
I
see
survived.
People like, oh my God, Kate, what happened? Superman punched
Henry Cavill fucked
fuck
me up. I just wanted an autograph.
Okay. Next topic. Donald Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts on the hush money trial. And I don't think it's going to hurt his chances of running. They're already doing polls, and most of the people are like, don't care at all. Who were already voting for him? And most of the people who weren't voting for him are like, yeah, we know.
I have a question. Whose topic is this?
I think it's Kate's.
It's mine.
Okay, so I just wanted to know.
Oh, wow.
Siege gets
so
upset with
rude.
Politics. He gets so upset. In fairness, it's a hard one to win. Yeah.
Well,
I think that you might be right. I think what will probably, influence more potential voters will be, I think a lot of people that are less engaged have moved in his direction a little bit. And then as the election gets closer and they hear that he's still going off about being cheated last time and he doesn't trust the justice system at all, he doesn't trust our elections, and he's openly trying to get judges and jurors like killed, people are like, oh yeah, this guy's fucked up, and they might not vote for him. But I don't know. I don't understand this world we're in where he's even competitive. I don't know what's going on.
People love Trump. Some people.
They love him.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, votes are about the majority of the people winning. Aren't the majority of people pretty crummy?
I don't
think so. So, like, if you're going to win, no?
Let's
say 30% of people are pretty cool. And then 70% are kind of crummy. And so,
but like scumbags?
Are you saying,
when you say
I'm
crummy,
not going to say scumbags.
Bad hangs? Because that's a different thing.
All right, maybe my percentages are off. If we're going scumbags, I'm going to say there's 20% scumbags.
Okay.
Is that a good percentage?
That's probably fair. Yeah.
But 70% are crummy.
What?
Just let them do whatever, you know, kind of. And so somebody crummy might win because that's how it works. I want to go back in the day where only the lords get to vote.
Oh, my God.
Do we know any modern day lords?
I know
a few.
I think you. Like, there's
I like it. I'm in. I think this makes sense.
I want the people who succeeded financially or some other way
go back
to get the vote. I want to go back.
Only Lando.
Hundreds. Yes. I want to go back hundreds and hundreds of years. It wouldn't be me. I wouldn't get a vote. But I'd feel safe.
It is interesting because if you're interested in American history, which I very much am, and you hear about these presidents, and you're like, they'd never make it today. You know, and a lot of them are great. I just read a book about James Garfield. So he refused to go out and campaign for himself. He didn't even want to put himself on the ballot. He was just this humble, upstanding guy. And it's like, well, then he wouldn't have a fucking chance. You know, and so no, there is something about our current system where if you want to be a politician, your life's going to be hell. And that's why, like, what kind of lunatic would decide to go into that? It's probably why our options aren't what we want them to be. Are you announcing it?
Not yet. I'm not announcing it, but a part of me would like to.
How
about
we
feel
start
like,
with a smaller office instead of president? How about
go all the way?
Yeah, what?
How about like county treasurer? Like, you know,
You don't want to be first man?
I totally would be the first man.
Yeah.
If you were president? I would love being the first man.
Yeah, you'll just be golfing.
I'd be the best first lady, maybe, of all time.
You'd be up there. You, Dolly Madison, Abigail Adams.
I would just be so charming. You know what I mean? With the charities and stuff like that. I'd show up everywhere. I wouldn't know where we were or anything, but I'd show up and I'd smile.
I think you'd be great.
And I'd be gracious and I'd kiss babies and sign babies.
No, you don't sign babies.
You sign babies when we're running.
If you really want to win, you'll sign some babies.
Sign some fucking babies.
I'm going to have to do
that's
some,
the first
like...
law. That's the first rule we're following when we run.
He spent hours signing those babies.
Sign the shit out of babies all day.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll have to do damage control speeches about the first lady, man.
And he wouldn't be, like, taking babies to sign them. People would be handing him the babies.
They'd be happy to get the signature.
Just
I wouldn't be like...
Get non-toxic markers if you're going to be signing babies.
That's on the moms. They're handing him markers. So he just doesn't have markers. Anyone got a baby?
Oh, I pictured that I would have markers.
I think you are supposed to have markers, actually.
Yeah, I pictured that I would have them
so
myself.
So just make sure they're safe for the skin. Okay. And what I just wanted to say about the Donald Trump thing, because I'm not sure if I'm even going to vote, because I think both candidates suck. But what makes me still like Biden a bit more is that when Trump was president, he stacked the Supreme Court because so many he was able to nominate. And it's because of the way he stacked it that abortion now is going back to being illegal. So that's huge. And I'm not, like, one woman was saying a 9-year-old can have a baby, because someone was like, what if a 9-year-old's molested and is pregnant? You don't think she should be able to have an abortion? And she goes, a 9-year-old can have a baby. So for me, even though I don't like either, I can't have that kind of stuff. That's insane to me. So, all right, we'll move on to the next topic. I know CG doesn't like that stuff. What do you think the best country to live in is? I know you the other day said Canadians are better than us, couple. I'm just curious, like, if shit went down here, right? It just started getting crazy in whatever way. Where would you want to go if you were going to leave the country? Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, Ireland, like, what countries sound actually good to live in with a healthy government, if any?
You just named some baller-ass countries. All right, I am a corny-ass patriot. I love this country. I got the American flag hanging outside of my front porch. That's real. I always have everywhere that I've ever lived. And I'm interested in our country's history and civics and all of it. But yeah, if shit goes sideways, as a Jew, you always need to be prepared for, like, well, if things get bad, where am I going to go? I think Canada's a little bit cold, though it is really cool. And all those Nordic countries always rank at the top of the happiness index, like Denmark and, you know, Norway and places, Sweden, places like that. So they seem pretty cool. People are educated, it's low crime, good health care. I don't know. Ireland people are so funny.
Oh.
I don't know. I think the answer might be Ireland.
I've never been, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'd do like Iran or like Uzbekistan. One of those in there. Where, like, you know, they seem really hostile, but when you get to know them, they're really chill. Like, they kind of want to know, like, a chill American, like, just on that, you know what I mean? And I'd be the only one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's cool. Okay. Like, if you just stuck out and you got cool with all the countries, in one of the countries where we think all the people are mad.
Or, we should go to Iran. I like that there's, like, however you say it, you're saying it wrong.
We should do an impulse purchase.
Just go to Kuwait.
Let's
fuck
just pick
it.
A date and we go.
We just look on Facebook, see where there's really cheap homes.
Yeah.
But, like, this is bargain. You know? This is great bargain. 20,000, whatever they use, you know, but.
Uh-huh. Have you been to Rafah this time of year? It's beautiful.
He doesn't even know that. Do you know what's going on in Rafah?
Yeah.
Siege.
Yeah.
You do?
No. I watch movies.
Okay, baby.
But not realistic
movies. So
Gaza
right now is under major attack, and Rafah is the city that was supposed to be a safe place for the civilians, and it just got bombed, and many children, innocent people.
You tricked me. If you had said Gaza first, I would have known the ballpark.
I didn't say it. He said it.
I would have known ballpark of where we're going.
But
well,
I had
then
to let Koppel know.
A lot of Koppels fall too then. If he had said Gaza, guess what? I'm all in. And I know exactly what's going on.
I want
a
ceasefire.
Roughly exactly what's going on.
Ceasefire is what I think.
Now that I know about this place,
Rafah,
I'm in. Let's do this talk.
All eyes on Rafah. Anyway.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I have to get my political stuff in because the world is getting so crazy, you know?
The world needs us more than ever.
Yes.
To weigh in on this stuff.
Yes. Okay, Koppel, this is a you topic.
Oh, shoot.
Janet Jackson marrying some dude for $200 million. I didn't even hear about this, so you're going to have to explain.
This is some old news that I just saw and I had to share with Siege. So, boy, I wish I had it in front of me right now. because she married a
tycoon, like some Middle Eastern oil tycoon or
oil tycoon,
right? With like a $500 billion dude.
He's worth an insane amount of money. So, and he wears sweatsuits. He does the rich guy thing where he only wears like really comfortable soft sweatsuits.
I mean, they nice
in the one picture I saw. Like, they're, I'm gonna act like I know what he's about.
Made out of chinchilla, though.
I'm sure.
Especially in their country, there ain't no rules on that.
Breathtaking.
The softest animal you can find.
Exactly. So, the prenup that she signed with him was that if she had to stay with him for 5 years to get anything from him, and that would, and she would get $100 million, and then if she had a kid with him, she would get $100 million. She
was it, and it was per child, right?
I think
I thought that second statute was $100 million per child. Maybe. After that,
I'm not sure,
because he wipes his ass with $100 million.
Yeah, that's my guy. So I don't know. So she had a child with him, and then surpassed when she hit the 5 year mark. I think she filed for divorce.
Exactly five.
Walked
exactly
away
5 years
with $200 million. And probably without her kid. Like, take the fucking kid. And just, I just thought that was wild. Like, the Jacksons, it never, there's no end to how crazy they are.
The thing is, though, like, you really have to plan that pretty well.
Sure.
Like, she had to be, that she had taken
she
5 years of her
for
life.
Him by putting the prenup out. Who knew, maybe she was just marrying him and was thinking, like, hey, cha-ching. It's like, no, well, this is actually how it's going to work. And she goes, okay, 5 years. She's coming
like,
to Philly in a few weeks.
Wouldn't she be like, you know, with her albums and all the movies she's been in? Like, she was in movies with Tupac. She was in
The
Nutty
she
Professor.
Need the money?
She had albums
Nutty
that
Professor
were fucking... Oh, was she not in both of them?
Jada Pinkett was in the first one.
I apologize.
Prime Jada Pinkett.
Oh.
Prime time, Jada Pinkett.
Hell yeah.
Hells.
Her and Will look like they keep going through it. But,
yeah.
I mean, the whole Diddy stuff. Have you ever heard of this woman, Jaguar Wright?
Oh, sure.
No, you haven't.
No.
She's like
I
doing
did
these...
expect him to know because he knows everybody.
He knows not. She's going off. She's like in the industry and she is going off. And she has been. Now it's like catching on. But she's been exposing secrets about Diddy, Jay-Z, Aaliyah's death. You should check out some of her interviews.
What is she famous for?
I guess she was a singer and then producer. And she just kind of knew all these people. And she knew long ago the scoop of how abusive they could be and what was going down at the parties and the recording. And I guess she's been trying to talk about it because she's been witnessing, I guess, the horrors. I don't want to say too much of what she's saying because I don't want to get sued by any of these people. Not that P. Diddy or Jay-Z is listening to the Invasion
not
of Privacy
listening.
Podcast.
Jay-Z's listening totally. Hove.
I'm not a Jay-Z fan anymore.
But what did he do?
He's very close with Diddy, and they're saying a lot of the shady things went down with them being in cahoots with each other. And
need to say cahoots.
Jaguar,
you don't have to say cahoots with each other.
I thought Jay-Z said, we're in cahoots, so...
So right. There is a possible theory that Jaguar Wright talks about, and Aaliyah was drugged and dragged onto the plane that crashed. So she's making allegations that it was planned and who was involved and how Beyonce got big right after that and it was part of the plan. So who knows what's real, what's not, but she's saying a lot of interesting things, including the death of Jay-Z's mistress that they said was natural causes. She's saying it was not the fact.
She died of natural causes. My foot in her ass.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, man.
Oh my
just
Lord.
Popped into my head. I had to do it.
Felt like Jay-Z was in the room for a second there.
And Jaguar Wright. So people are calling the parties freak-offs. They're freak-off parties.
Dude, freak-offs sound kind of dope.
And she calls
actually,
them homo thugs. She was calling them homo thugs. And 50 Cent agrees with her in that way. I guess there's a lot of sexual stuff that was going down at Diddy's parties, and he was secretly filming. And reportedly, there's a lot of stuff on the dark web that Diddy sold from the videotapes of lots of people getting down and dirty and more.
That is wild.
We will see if it comes out or not, you know, but I do think 2024, like Cat Williams said, and according to the eclipse and solar flares, I think it's going to be the year of more and more things getting exposed and coming out.
When you put it that way.
According to the eclipse and the solar flares.
According to the eclipse and solar flares, this is what's going to happen. So basically, all you need to know is how to read the signs. Is there. Motherfuckers weren't even paying attention to the solar flares. It was
what
there,
they were fucking saying.
What they were saying. Jesus. And honestly, Aaliyah was dragged onto that plane according to the solar flares.
Fucking solar
the universe
rotation.
Was trying to tell you.
And a lot of those dudes, they love roofies, they love drugging ladies. It's like, look, if you've got that much swag, you don't need to drug ladies. Anyone roofying, that means you don't have
where's
a
roofie?
You don't have
where's
a
roofie
drug
guy
people.
At?
Yeah. Baby, that's not the response.
What I'm saying is, like, I never met a
you
roofie
said it like
guy,
you
like,
wanted his
like,
number. The way you said it was
remember
like,
that I told you
give
one time.
Give him to me, I'm going to flush him down the toilet.
Yo, listen. The way I used to tell you was like if we were at a party and you were getting a little out of pocket, and I'd be like, drink up, baby, you know, and I'd pop one in there.
My husband's so sweet.
And then
sweet.
So that she would...
He makes the sweetest, cutest jokes sometimes.
It wouldn't be for sex. It would just be to calm her nerves, calm her down a little bit if she was a little
yeah,
out of
you're
pocket.
Acting
oh, please.
Up.
Oh, please.
I'm going to roofie you for your own good right now. I like that you were doing a PSA about roofing people. It's basically like we should have a billboard next to the like, stop sex trafficking.
And
like, I'm going to spray paint and roofing too. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
Knock it off with the roofing.
Roofing happens in Pennsylvania. That's what the billboards are.
It's
sex trafficking is here. That's what it says.
You need to put it in like.
It like makes
towns.
You look yeah. when you're driving down the highway and you see that. It makes you like look over at the minivan next to you. Like sex trafficking is here. You know what I mean? Like, are there sex traffickers on right next to me in the lane? You know what I mean? Like where
yeah.
are they?
It's concerning.
Yeah, like they kind of open your eyes to that. Like look around. Mm-hmm. It's right under your nose.
Sure. Well, especially someone like you think that 70% of the country is scumbags. You're susceptible. I trust people.
The
I'm
scumbag
like, not
meter
here.
Was 20%.
20.
The scummy meter was 70%. Scuzzy.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys are all keeping up with this.
Okay.
Just do the math.
We'll move on to our last topic, actually.
Okay.
And this
wait, I feel
is...
like we weren't done there.
Oh.
A roofie person.
Oh my God. Mm.
Have you ever come across... We've come up in drug circles. I mean...
Yeah.
Not hardcore, but
not hardcore,
whatever.
But people but like, did things.
People had drugs. You knew who had drugs. Mm-hmm. You did drugs.
Not me, but... Yeah,
there was never a roofie guy around. There was never like, yo,
oh, and I
Antonio
looked.
Has roofies.
Well,
was
thank
never...
God. That means you were with somewhat of the right crowd.
Fucking real.
If you had roofie guys around you, you're not hanging around the right people.
No, I just want to know where these people are finding their roofies.
I was
under a bridge.
I was in a fraternity, and it was a very scummy fraternity, and I don't know any. I think that people play it close to the vest if they are roofie guys. Because somebody like, people like us would hear they have roofies. You put all jokes aside, be like, you piece of shit. Yeah, like,
the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, like... Yeah, I'll have a good time with
he's
the
like,
rest of them.
I just use it to calm my nerves.
Yeah, man, like that is wild. That's
so. Yeah, I think you're probably right that roofie guys can recognize other roofie guys.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so they know who to ask, and they know who would be like, "Yeah, man, I got you, man. Yeah, yeah, come on, man, I got you. Yeah."
You ever give somebody the vibe that like, "Oh yeah, we're on the same page," and then they just keep saying more fucked up things to you? I feel like I'm in the midst of
it. I have.
No, but.
No, I definitely have been in those before where, like, they think I'm down.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not down.
Right.
But, like, I don't want to be awkward. You know, I might have to see this person for work or might have to, you know, bump into them again. So I don't want to be awkward.
Can
so
you
I
give
let
me
them...
an example of something someone said that it's a work situation? So you kind of have to just be, like, kind of nod with it.
I don't have a good one. There's this one place I have to go to. No, let me not
no,
even.
No,
no.
Really?
I can't. I don't have a good one. I don't have, like, specifics.
So this isn't exactly that. This is a fucked up story. So one time when I was in college, I went to school in New Orleans, and we're at this bar, and it's probably 2, 3 a.m. Bar is still just jumping. And this dude, He walks up. He was wearing fatigues. I think just on, you know, fatigue pants, but still, you're in fatigues. In fairness, this is Louisiana. I mean, like, there's some, that person is there, so it's not alarming, even if you think he's an asshat for wearing them.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding,
pow!
Call back. That was good shit right there, buddy.
So he was like, this place is bullshit. And he said it like, I don't know if it was to me, but I was close to him. Like, it's all right, man. Like, it's not your night, you know? And he was like, nah, man, fuck this. I hate this shit. I was like, it's fine. And then before we started talking for a few minutes, he's like, I'm just going to blast this place up is what I'm going to do. It's like, whoa, excuse me? And then he reiterated it. He said, no, I'm going to come back. I'm taking everybody down. In fact, I recommend you leave. He said this to me. So I took a cab home and told my roommates about this conversation. And they were like, well, we can't just hang out at home. So we're like, what do we do? I called the NOPD. They were like, yeah, all right. Cool story. Like, you sound like you're a drunk college kid, which I was, but it was still true. There was like a gated community near us. I'm like, well, they got a security person at the gated community. Maybe they'll listen. I went up and I was like, listen, I need to tell you something crazy. A person just told me, and they like put me up and like patted me down.
Oh,
they put me up against something. I'm not even offended because I told them something crazy. And, yeah, nobody did jack shit about it. And of course, the attack didn't happen.
You approached a security guard at a gated community?
Yeah.
And you thought this man was going to solve the problem?
Yeah. Well, we're only a couple blocks away from the school.
Listen, like, you do a great job defending this retirement community from all threats. We just want you to know there's a real threat that could use your head. You thought he was fucking Daredevil. You thought he was fucking Batman. That's awesome. You were like, we need vigilante justice from the security guard. He was like, yo, I only got a flashlight.
That's
awesome that you went to him. And it's awesome that he patted you down.
I thought that maybe...
I would have punched that pussy in the face if I patted you down.
I thought that maybe he would call the cops or something and be taken more seriously.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. That works. I thought you were sending him in, dude.
I was like, all right. Listen,
dude, you look pretty fucking legit.
Listen, I'm going to oversee this situation. You go over there. No. So, you know, fortunately, nothing happened.
Like, listen, I will defend this retirement community with my life while you go and neutralize the threat.
Like, I think there are probably some interesting people in this rich New Orleans community. You know, maybe Lenny Kravitz has a house here or something. There were a lot of rumors about who lived there. I'd love to know who. But, yeah. So that story probably wasn't as happy as what you wanted.
No, but that is a crazy story. Yeah. And for our last topic, and I know you can both relate to this. This was your idea, couple, but we deal with this. Having a spouse who is not as social as you.
Yeah.
Because he's very social, you're very social, you both like being out and about, and I'm not going to compare myself completely to Meg, but I think we both aren't as wanting to go to all the parties, the get-togethers, even though I'm a stand-up, so people think I am very outgoing, but I have incredible social anxiety. But, and I just love to hermit. But that is the topic, and I know
right.
You feel that way, and you feel that way.
So, in fairness to my wife, she's great socially, and she doesn't have anxiety as much as just lower social endurance. You know, if she hangs out on Friday night, she's like, all right, I'm good. Like, I shot my load. Like, we're good. Like, mm-hmm. that's that. She doesn't literally say that.
That's the same. Because if I shoot a load Friday night, I've shot my load for the weekend bait. So I get that.
Yeah.
But mine means jizz.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't
you
come so
You can shoot
so much.
Three loads a day, please.
Nice.
I'm not saying he does.
I don't know why I sounded excited. I'm just happy for him.
He said, nice. That's my man over there, man. He's got my back.
So sometimes I think she's saving me for myself because I'll overbook weekends because I want something going on. I get excited. I finally have downtime. Let's see everybody. She's like, let's chill. And it's probably for the best. But like, but sometimes it's frustrating for me. But it's, I'm sure it's also frustrating for her. I just think it's an interesting dynamic. When you're, and I'm sure that I'm the crazy person because I'm like in my mid-40s now. I'm like, dude, people are hanging out. We're just going to go home? It's like there's beers and people are hanging right now. Like, it's not that far. We could just go and then we'd be hanging out. She's like, it's fine. Like, no, let's go. Let's do it.
Sounds you like feel that way too? I think you two have a different social battery than a lot of people. And that is a gift. But yeah, I can't even close to get near to where he's at. Even just going to like Target or ever. He has more energy to just be like, do, 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 do. Not like when, not like 4 years ago, you were extra. Now you're not as talkative to all the employees, but you really have the energy. You love it.
I just like, dude, there's so many hours of my day I spend doing sucky stuff that I don't want to do. And then there are times when I'm like, you know, I want to hang out right now. No one can hang out because they're adults. You know, like randomly when I feel like hanging out, no one can hang out. So, yes, it makes me, when people want to hang out, I'm like, dude, we got to make this happen. Like, people want to hang out now. Like, there's a part of me I don't want to die inside.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, let's go see the people. That's my thing.
He feels like he's dying inside. If he just bit. Has every day, to it's hang true, with you me. Are.
That's what I'm saying. No, no, no. No, that's not it at all. What I'm saying is work, all the stuff you got to concentrate on and take care of, and the house and the work and the job and the, I'm only saying two things, house and work, but I'm saying as many words for them as possible.
House, work, job, occupation.
I'll say this. I think in terms of couples that have a more, you know, bigger social battery versus someone who just gets a little more drained from those kinds of things. I do think it's kind of like what you were saying, Koppel, is that, because I believe still in all the twin flame stuff too, I think your person can bring you closer to the middle. So he's helping me to put myself out there more, leave the house more, and I'm helping him with certain types of boundaries, you know, because, yeah, if you weren't with me, you'd probably be wanting to hang with the boys constantly, but it might be to your detriment at some point. So I do think it's good to take in both, you know, because you don't want either person to feel like they're dying inside. But I think it's nice to take in both things and then try to meet in the middle if you can.
Yeah. No, 100%. And I appreciate getting reeled in because I'll take it too far and then I'll be tired. Like, you know, beats you up going out.
If you know, CG and Cav were all single men going out every night.
Oh man, we getting a lot of pussy.
CG, I'm your wife. I'm your wife sitting next to you.
Kate, baby, you said this hypothetical.
No, you're
so that's like, not.
You said a hypothetical you'd situation be where we
so
were
much
all
ass. You'd probably be famous right now, and like might be fighting.
If I were single, I think I would shut down the shop, meaning the vagina shop. I
that's
don't
what
think
I think of
I would,
it as my
I
own
think
personal vagina
done.
Shop. Hells yeah. Vagina 24 shop. Hours. What vagina shop do you know is open 24 hours?
I feel
11.
Like.
This is what we'd be saying before we go. Let's hit the shop before it closes.
Yeah, I just
Here,
don't.
Your vagina shop's about to close up, boys.
Because, like. I have to, like, defend my, like, weird ways, and it's hard to defend having vampire tendencies. I like sitting in the dark, I need to hermit, I get migraines. You know, like, there, I have a lot of things, and I can't defend them other than them being my natural limitations, right? But, like, it definitely, like, if we didn't work out, I don't think I'd want to enter something else and be like, these are my limitations. Like, if I'm in the sun for more than an hour, I get a heat stroke. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, I would just be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd shut down the vagina shop.
You should close it down.
I might not even
this vagina
again.
Shop that's been open for 43 years, shut down.
43? That makes it sound like I've been having sex since a newborn.
Oh, boy. Thanks for bringing it there.
30. Well, he said the vagina shop for 43 years.
30?
The vagina shop opened at 16. When did it open? It opened at 2 weeks before 16.
You were supposed to wait until you were 16?
It was 16. I was trying to wait to 16.
You tried to open up the vagina shop a few years earlier, but...
I did.
I wasn't allowed.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I said, one day, I'm going to go on birth control. And then I licked the ween. Which...
And I didn't know what birth control meant.
I licked it, so it's mine. And...
That's a phrase?
I think, yeah.
You should be having birds and the bees talks with people's kids. And I think that's another service you give. And just, I think you should talk to my girls. And just be like, you don't want to open the vagina shop before it's opening
time. And listen, there's a phrase. If you lick it, it's yours.
It's like, if you lick it, it's yours.
If you lick it, it's yours. It's a phrase. Mm.
Yes, and it worked because it brought me back decades later. To the person I was meant to marry. And yes, I would talk to your girls anytime. I know I won't. I know Meg would have
You're
a heart attack.
You're not
going
to talk to them. No.
I agree. I don't. No. You know, I'm not in that biz. Yeah. But I do think it's good for young ladies and men. We'll talk about the dick shop. You know,
my
sex
dick
is
shop's
very...
been open for a long time.
Okay, not really,
for
though.
Business.
Not until college.
How do but... you?
I'm only a private seller.
I just think, you know, people should take sex seriously. It's a sacred practice. You take on the person's energy. So, yes, I would love to talk. I would love to give birds and bees talks or, you know,
my shop was like a my shop was like a BJ's or a Costco, only in bulk.
Ew. Ew.
I don't know what
you
that
mean,
means.
Like,
I don't know what it means. I was meaning like a huge penis kind of thing. Maybe just like a lot of penis at once. Like, I'll give you a whole lot of penis at once.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, like
and
all
people. And people go in that aren't used to shopping. You're like, what am I going to do with all this penis?
And I'm like, listen, this is the amount of penis we sell here. Like, if you want...
I mean, it's definitely a good deal. But, like, I'm going on vacation next week. And this is just so much penis.
This is all day long penis.
Yeah. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
You see, to me, if I was ever single again... I think I would just stay single. I wasn't a good single person in terms of, like, going out, trying to, like, hook up. I just wanted to party with my boys. Like, I was in those pure, innocent version. I was like, fellas, it's just us tonight, right? And like, no, John, I'm going to try to get laid. Like, come on.
Come on.
Come on, it's us. It's the fellas. We're out.
Let me ask this question. When
and they're like, yeah, that's when you try to get laid.
When you two and Cav were always hanging out back in the day, were y'all trying to get chicks?
Yeah.
Or were you... Okay.
Kinda.
Not him.
They were trying to get chicks, and then they were like, yo, we might be able to, like, close in on getting some chicks. Let's figure out a way to get Coppola out of this situation.
That is not at
that's
all.
That's what felt like
that
happened.
That is not at all. That never happened a single time. I don't feel like it happened. Maybe you feel like that happened.
No, it probably didn't happen.
I do not feel like that happened.
Yeah, you had a lot of pretty girlfriends.
I did.
No,
I'm a monogamous.
You'd have mad hoes over the crib.
That's another way of putting
it. And then it was just
everyone,
man for themselves, mad hoes are here.
Right.
But it was all in good, you know, like, nobody was dicks about it.
No.
It was all fair. We had a good time.
And we listened to all the music made by people that we found out were predators later. We had Jay-Z and Diddy.
I was doing the Harlem Shake.
Wait, when I told my students that I went to a Puff Daddy and the Family concert in 1999, they're like, you're so old, you knew him as Puff? And then they kept, this is what they say to teachers now, all the students. They go, you went to a Diddy party. And they like to see how teachers react. And for a while, I kept being like, no, I didn't. And then I finally learned, I'm not going to even respond. They don't really think I went to a Diddy.
That's good.
I was like, no, I didn't. I never went to a Diddy party.
I'll be like, Diddy went to my party. That's what you got to say. That's what you got to say.
Yeah,
you got to turn around on them bitches.
Diddy went to my... And then they're going to be like, you're a freak who has orgies. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. Because he had an orgy tent.
He did.
I'm like, have you ever had an orgy? Because they're awesome.
Ew, orgies
guess
are
what?
They're
awesome.
Would be gross. Give me a break.
Please, give me a break. Be disgusting. What?
What country do people have the orgies in? Maybe that's where you should go. Maybe.
I don't want to go.
I was telling somebody at work about your story about where the live show, sex show that you saw in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
He thought that was pretty twisted. And I was like, yeah, he told me it was pretty gross. It was pretty.
You gotta understand, when you're getting fucked up and you're like 21 years old and someone says, we should go to a live sex show. Like, oh yeah, we should do that. And then you walk in and it's quiet and just people are pounding it out. And you're like, oh, can we leave?
Are the people pounding it out quiet? Or is it just slapping sound? Like they're so tired
it's
from
mostly,
the whole day,
it's mostly,
they're not making any noises anymore?
It's mostly slapping sound. They're doing a great job. They are.
They're doing a great job?
They're, like, objectively good looking. Like, you couldn't be like, eh, gross. I've only been to one sex show. Good looking people. They're doing a few positions are like, yeah, no, they're doing well, but they're also like,
and they take pride in their stroke.
Sure.
Art form.
It's, I mean, art, I don't know if it's art. I mean, listen, all lovemaking is beautiful in its own way. but they also definitely have dead eyes. I mean, like,
right.
They're sex workers. Is it wrong to say they probably, most sex workers, it's anything?
We can say most. You might have the joy. You might have a bright eyed.
You might have a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Bright eyed, innocent sex worker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think it's hard while being a sex worker to keep that spirit. But maybe you get it back when you're done. Or maybe there's someone who does have it while they're a sex worker. But I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, but you told.
Yeah, yeah. Thought it was very interesting.
Ah.
He said it. He wouldn't go, but I'd say I'd go to have the experience. Like, who else can say that they went to that?
I wouldn't go now, but I think back then I was more open-minded, maybe. Back then, I was in Amsterdam. It was a different time. Kids are different today.
We were like, oh my God, a country where marijuana is legal.
Nicki Minaj.
What a gay country.
Nicki Minaj got arrested going into Amsterdam because someone on her staff, I guess, was trying to smuggle some joints and they got in trouble and she had to miss her concert. But she made a good point of like, weed's legal in Amsterdam. Like, I guess you're not supposed to, I don't know.
I think that's probably a lie that she didn't think through while they were flying into Amsterdam. Like, oh, I couldn't make the show. I was trying to get weed in. Like, in Netherlands? I think
there's video of it. Of her.
Oh, is that really happened?
Yeah, wow. She got arrested and then the
show got
canceled.
I mean, it's probably
canceled.
She just had it and like nobody usually fucks with
them
because
they're
never
rich
in a private jet.
It was like her exactly. It was her bodyguard. Yeah, I bet people don't even really fuck with her. And I did think it was lame. It's like weed in a country where weed's legal and then she misses a whole concert. It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
I would be.
But isn't it a little little like sketch legal? Like it's not completely legal.
It's definitely
you know, Pulp Fiction. They talk
in
about
Amsterdam
like,
proper, or I don't know.
It's, I guess
it's certainly
like,
legal to have.
You can't bring it from country.
It's
to
legal
country.
To have, but not legal
you can't even
to buy
bring, like, fruit
or something.
Like,
yeah, now I remember Vincent Vega explaining
yeah, yeah,
to Jules.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still how it is though, because now weed's legal here, basically. Like
basically.
So who knows, but.
I listened to Brittany Griner talking about her experience. Wild.
What was it?
Oh, she's
you know
a WNBA player who...
Like one of the best. She's tallest. She's like 6'8 or something.
Yeah, she's 6'8 and she's promoting a book that's coming out. But she, despite being one of the best players in WNBA, wasn't making a good salary. So she played overseas. She played in Russia.
Oh.
And she has all the knee problems and everything else that a lot of professional athletes, particularly really tall athletes, have. And she wanted to, you know, smoke weed instead of abusing other drugs. And she forgot she had a pen in her bags. And she ended up being locked up in Russia for maybe 10 months. We had to do a prisoner swap. We let out somebody that was nicknamed the Merchant of Death or something fucked up to get her out of jail. But she's been talking about her experience in the Russian prison. Doesn't sound great. Doesn't sound like
that.
Doesn't sound great, but I feel like she couldn't really be that fucked with. Like by the guards and stuff, you are in a cell. Is that what she's talking about? Because
well,
I mean, the
they,
other inmates, I don't think
I
are
think
fucking
it's
with
hard
a 6'8".
To get food. I think it's like the food that they're given rancid, moldy food. And it's like, I think any
she's just eaten like, you know, a shitload, I'm sure, since she was like young.
Yeah.
Would they feed you when you're 6'8 and like 200 pound?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like to stay a huge athlete like that, you eat a shitload of good food.
Mm-hmm. And she, it's interesting. That's my parting shot.
Well, I'm glad she's out. That sucks. Yeah.
And a lot of Americans were sending her wife when she was locked up, like all this hate mail and stuff, because a lot of people, you know, people are shitty, especially when they don't know the person. Like, well, if she broke the law, she deserves to be locked up.
Oh,
like,
my God.
This is someone who won gold for this country. Like, she didn't do anything wrong.
People are maniacs.
People are mean.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. John.
You people are the best.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Man.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people find you? Peaks Podcast on Instagram, Peaks _ podcast.
Uh-huh. And
he's on Facebook. I don't know if he'll accept friend requests.
Don't tell him.
Sketchy ass friend requests from you people. I mean, every once in a blue moon, something's made public, but you probably won't be able to find
it. Instagram, but you don't really post.
I don't post anything on it. You can't see me.
You can find him on the Invasion of Privacy podcast.
I just almost got tricked on Facebook real quick. I got a friend request this morning. Was that this morning? I was like, do we know this chick? And then you could see in the background, it's the chick's face. And then in the background, it's like the chick's nipples. But what tricked me was it said like mutual friends. And I saw like some upstanding mutual friends were friends with this woman. And so I was like, oh, we might know her. And then I'm like, no, they just accepted a titty pic.
So just, that's one
anyone's
of the most,
susceptible.
That's one of the most fun things about having a lot of comedian friends when you've got somebody that's like, it's clearly a Russian bot or just like someone that's there to try to like pull in some scam. It's some woman that's not that woman, and then the mutual
just
friends will always be like
he had a 15 lot of
butt cheeks. Just a bare butt cheeks profile pic.
Yeah, so shady.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Peace.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.